Love that song. It's Elevation Worship with Echo on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
I'm dancing over here.
Yeah, I know. It's always good to dance and sing before the Lord and not do it embarrassingly. But, yeah.
Well, I'm no longer embarrassed. I've hit an age I don't care. So
I hit that age a long time ago.
Woo! All right. It is time to play What Day Is It? Took a look at the list. There's holidays every day of the year. And they're often a little bit bizarre. We just like to celebrate things we do.
Yeah.
So I took a look at the list. I took off two that are real. They're today. We can celebrate. And I made up a third one. And you and Beth are going to have fun trying to guess which day is the fake day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have fun doing that. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we got National Genius Day. My day. No, just kidding.
Sure.
Celebrate on the 12th of January every year to mark the birth of Albert Einstein.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have National Hot Tea Day.
Okay.
Created in 2016 by the Tea Council of the USA. Are you a member? Because you love tea.
I do.
Yeah. And Quitter's Day.
Ah.
Most likely day for people to give up on their New Year's resolution. Second Friday in January.
Sure.
Seems a little late, to be honest. But Quitter's Day.
Okay.
One of those is fake.
Sure. All right. National Genius Day. Not my day.
Not really mine either.
Not a genius. No. Nope. Very interesting, though. I do not know Albert Einstein's birthday, so I cannot confirm that at all. National Hot Tea Day. You are correct. I am a tea drinker. I don't care for the coffee, so tea is my alternative. Mm-hmm. We have talked about my favorite tea being chai.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Good stuff. Great stuff. I'll have that later today. Quitter's Day.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that National Genius Day and Quitter's Day are on the same day.
Yeah, interesting there.
Because anytime I try and do anything science, anything hugely mathematical.
Try to force out the genius in yourself.
I quit.
You quit.
So, yes. Yeah. Just ask my father anytime he tried to do like mathematical word problems or something like that. Yeah. You know, it's like those problems that were like train A and train B are on the same track. And you have to figure out, you know, when or where on the track they're going to hit each other. I'm like, why are they on the same track in the first place?
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem.
Could we do a little problem solving here and yeah. why this question exists?
Exactly.
And fix it in a better way.
Yeah. And then he just gave up too.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which day is not today? That's the question.
One of those is fake.
Yeah.
I made it up.
Sure. I have no idea. Can't even begin to take a hint on this one.
Which means I've done a good job.
You've done a great job. You always do. I wish I knew off the top of my head when Albert Einstein's birthday was, because that would really narrow this down.
It's not something you have memorized? But
No. Yeah. One of those, you know, little useless trivia things. I'm going to say, you made up Quitter's Day.
Not this time.
I'm sorry. Today is Quitter's Day.
Do I quit right now?
Well, no, you still got a shot. You can half get it right. You can still hear the applause, Beth.
I'm not hearing it right now.
No, because you haven't guessed yet.
Okay. Okay. Did you make up Hot Tea Day?
No.
I'm not gonna hear the applause today.
Well. It's been a rough week. You can hear the applause anyway, just because.
Oh,
but
thank you.
But here's the thing: Albert Einstein's birthday is not today. It's in the spring somewhere. So there is a genius day, but
it's not for me.
It's not for you. It's not today. But hey, you can go have a nice, wonderful cup of hot tea.
I can.
Yeah, you could do that. You could anyway, but it's National Hot Tea Day. So,
I can.
Yeah. Warm yourself up that way.
Okay. I'll feel better later.
Here's all of me from Corey Barnes, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.